Preaching you guys tonight. So
now, like I told one church when I went up and preached them, I'm not Alan Ryman, I'm not Samson Ryman, I'm not Chris Ryman, I'm Josh Ryman. Yeah, I remembered my notes this time. We're gonna go ahead and get started with the preaching, but last time I forgot my notes, but I put all this together last night, so just bear with me. But I'm gonna go ahead and ask Brother Ken to go ahead and pray.
Lord, I just love you, Lord. I just thank you, Kevin. Lord, thank you for my brother Josh, Lord, being willing, Lord, to say something for you, God.
Amen.
Bless his lips, God. Bless our ears, Lord.
Help yes, God.
Receive what he says, Lord. Help us to open our hearts and our Bibles, God. Pay attention. I love you and I thank you for all you've done. Save that soul near to hell.
Amen. All right, we're going to start off in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. But before we get started, I'm going to tell you a little something. John Tweed, when I called him on Monday, I told him about my finger. He said, well, there's your message right there. He said, a Christian using the wrong tools and didn't know how to use the right tools. So that's what I can preach my message on. And then he started going on, and then he started laughing at himself about it. But I didn't think it was too funny, man. I was in a lot of pain. The doctor, I ended up getting 8 stitches in that thing. It just missed the bone, thank God. So thank you guys for praying, everybody that was. And the Lord was definitely watching over me, amen. All right. Let's get started. 2 Corinthians 13, we're going to start in verse 5. Examine yourself whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self? Know ye not your own self? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye shall do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Amen. Well, this message, I started thinking about it, and me and Brother Jay have been talking about getting into house inspections. And I was reading the Bible, and I read this, and I started thinking about inspecting your life. And I started thinking about how inspectors go into these houses, and they start inspecting these houses. And in the beginning of the verse, it says, examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own self. Now ye are not your own self. And the Lord has really stuck this. When we start thinking of ourselves and we start doing things ourselves, that's where we end up in a mess.
Yeah.
That's where we end up doing things wrong. That's where you end up cutting your finger, amen?
Yeah.
I'm really preaching to myself here. Now, I started thinking about how when I did do house inspections before, when we go to a house inspection, we look at the outside first. And when we look at that outside of the house, we start looking at the siding, and then we look at the foundations. And when we looked at the foundations, like over here in 1 Corinthians 3:11, now talking about having a bad foundation, 1 Corinthians 3:11, for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, and the day shall be declared it, or the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's works and what sort it is. Man, I started thinking about all these foundations. Like, when I was trying to buy a house, the realtor, she would beat me to the house and look at the house before I even looked at it, because she wanted to find things that I would find that were wrong with it. And the first thing I looked at was the foundation, and she would say, well, what do you see wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with this foundation. There's nothing, because she would point it out, and she would look real hard. And I told her, I said, it's not on the outside that you got to see on the foundation. It's on the inside. And I started thinking about how our foundations in Christ is our doctrine and believing on the book. If you don't know the book, if you don't know what you believe in, if you don't know why you even believe in those things, then your foundation's no good.
Yeah.
Because there's people that are going to try you. Now, if you go over into Psalms 11, 2, and 3, and when I say try, like, people are going to sit here and stab at you with doctrine questions. They're going to try to sit here and get you to tell them why you believe what you believe. And if you don't know, then how are you supposed to lead somebody to Christ if you ain't strong on your foundation? In Psalms 11, 1, or 2 and 3, it says, "For lo, the wicked bend their bows and make ready their arrows upon their strings, and they may privately shoot," I believe that's right, "at the upright in the heart. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" If your foundation gets destroyed because you don't know your book and you don't know what you believe, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to pick yourself back up and try to get in the book and learn the word, or are you just going to let it go? I've saw so many Christians, and I'll be the first one. I was one of them. I didn't know what the book said. I just came to church because I wanted to come to church when I was younger, or I was made to come to church. And I didn't study the book. I didn't study the word. And my foundation crumbled when I got out in the world. When I started working out in the world with all those men, they started asking me questions. I didn't know, so my foundation crumbled, and that ended up getting me out of church. And that's what a lot of Christians do these days. They get so stuck out in the world because somebody, they can't explain what they believe.
Yeah.
They can't show somebody in the Bible why Jesus died for them. And then they don't know those things, and then you end up falling out. Because, you know, and then you just sit there and think, well, why am I going to try? I don't know these things. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm thinking. I mean, I don't even know why I go to church. So why go? Yep. That's why you got to get in the book and you got to read the book and you got to study.
Amen.
So the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Yep. Amen. Now, in these things, so there's so many different things that you look at when you're looking at buying a house and an inspector looks at. But one of the main things they do look at is for leaks. They look for leaks in the siding. They look for leaks in the roofs. But here's the thing about a leak. A leak you won't see from the outside.
Right.
It might look pretty. It might look nice. But when you go inside, that's where you see the leaks.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about this. I'm like, what is it that we let leak in? It's through our ears. And through our eyes.
Yeah. Yep.
We let things come in through our eyes. We let things come into our ears, and it leaks in, and it goes right to the heart.
Amen.
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 Come on, brother.
See, you got to protect these things in your life. If you go over to Psalms 119:37, 119:37. It says, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in the way. Establish thy word in thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for the judgments are good." May you let those things come in your eyes. You let those things, like I said, I'm preaching to myself here too, because the Lord showed me this, and I was like, I was like, wow, I could not believe the things that I was thinking, because the Lord just showed me what I was dealing with and what I was doing wrong. Movies. I'm not gonna preach on Facebook. I'm not, but I don't have a Facebook. But a lot of that stuff on Facebook, that goes right in your eyes.
Yeah, amen.
The movies, the TV shows. Even going down the street and looking at signs goes in your eyes, and it gets your mind starting to think, and that just starts eating up inside of you. Like I said, when I went out, I was letting all this junk in my eyes, and I was wanting it more and more and more. The more you look at things like that, and the more your heart desires, that's just leaking right to your heart. If you go over to the Job 15:12, we'll talk about the things you hear. And it says here, Job 15:12, why doth thy heart carry, 15:21, a deadful sound is in his ears, and prosperity the destroyer shall come upon him. See, all those things, all that music, all the cussing, all those things that you don't mind.
Yeah.
See, now this goes along with your eyes too, because you watch the movies, you listen to that music, and all that cussing that's in them, and it just feeds into your ears, feeds into your eyes. It gets down the heart, and it says the destroyer will destroy you.
Amen.
See, you might not think that that little leak is going to be a problem in your house, but it will. That leak will destroy you, because when you have a leak, what's the number one thing that happens when you have a leak in your house? You get mold. And you get mold, and it gets in your house, and then you got an even bigger problem. That mold, it will set in. So this is basically around your heart, that you let that leak go in your eyes, go in your ears, and it gets down in your heart, and then your heart becomes like a black mold. And you know how they get rid of that black mold? They got to destroy everything in the house. They got to get rid of everything and start from scratch again.
Amen.
You go over to Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things.
Amen.
The heart is deceitful above all things.
Amen.
So all those things that you're feeding in your ears, you're feeding in your eyes, it's just going right to the heart, and it's deceiving your heart. Now, doing roofing, and John will tell you this, you have a leak in a roof. Just say we have a leak right here. Well, let's say over there. So we have a leak there. But you might think, that's where the leak is, on the roof. No. That could be on the peak. It could be all the way down here.
Yeah.
And it could ride up the rafter and then come right out there. You know, see, you sit here and you think about all these things that you hear. You might not think it's nothing. But it's gonna come in one way, and you're never going to know it.
Right,
and it's going to get down in your heart, and it's going to build up that mold, because your heart is deceitful. Because your heart didn't even think about it. Well, sorry, your brain didn't think about it, but your heart didn't even see it coming.
Amen.
That's deceit. You never know where it's going to come from. In the rest of that verse, it says, I lost my place. I'm sorry, 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Man, every one of us has a wicked heart in here. And it's just waiting for you to let the leak come in.
Yeah.
Through your eyes, through your ears, and it's just going to start building and building and building. Now, mold won't just stay in one spot. Mold grows. See, you might just let a little bit in, and it's just going to grow and grow and grow. Now, the Faith Baptist Church, you guys are the faithful ones here on Wednesday night. How many times have we seen people like, I know what I'm doing, because they let a little bit in, and then where are they now? Because it grew, and it grew, and it grew, and it just took over. That's what I'm trying to say. Watch what you let in your eyes. Watch what you let in your ears.
Amen.
A good way to fix all this is stop watching those things. Stop listening to those things.
Amen.
Get off the Facebook and get in the book.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, my wife will tell you, I love my cell phone. I am on that thing playing bingo and little games like that. I watch the news. I look at football stats. I look at all that stuff. I need to get rid of that because I'm letting a leak in here.
Yes, sir.
And it's slowly going to go here.
Yeah.
When I need to be looking at this.
Amen.
And listening to this.
Yeah.
To clear up the mold in my heart. This is a short message. Like I said, I kind of threw it together with all the things that are going on this week for me. But just one little thing, Lord really just stuck me with it. Go to Lamentations 5:17. Lamentations. For this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim. So you start letting those things leak in your eyes and it gets to your heart. Now your heart is so used to it, your eyes get dim to the things of the Lord. Your eyes get dim to the things that God's trying to show you, and you don't even realize what's going on. You don't even realize God's trying to get a hold of your heart because your eyes are so dim because of all the filth you've let in your ears and let in your eyes, and it filled up your heart with that black, like I said, I just think it's black. A black, nasty sin in your heart. I mean, like I said, I'm preaching to myself because I've done all this. That's the reason for the mold in your life is because, like I said, it grows. It grows inside of you. Now, I've been going through this court thing, and I've learned a few things. These lawyers, they're very repetitive on saying the same thing over and over and over. And I was thinking about it. I was like, why is that? And then you guys think, like my dad, he says the same thing over and over. And I'm like, he's just getting old. That's basically what it is. But no, it's because he's trying to get us to open our eyes, open our ears.
Yeah.
And process what he's saying.
Amen.
That's what those lawyers are doing. They're trying to get us to process what they're saying so our heart doesn't get wicked. So that's what that's what my dad's trying to do by giving us the word over and over and over. And he's telling you, hey, look in your Bible. Look at your scripture. Like Brother Ken said, figure it out for yourself.
Amen.
It's in there.
Yeah.
And he wants you to do those things because the fact is he doesn't want your heart to get wicked. He doesn't want that mold to start growing in your life. Turn over to Mark 8, 17 through 19. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye? Because ye have no bread, preserve ye not yet, neither understand have ye your heart yet hardened. Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do ye not remember? Then I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. Now, I don't know why I read that last verse, but I got so excited last night. But we don't remember things. Honestly, I was a kid. I don't remember a lot of the songs. I don't remember a lot of the scriptures I used to memorize because I let my heart get hardened towards those things. See, after a while, mold will start hardening. It doesn't stay mushy. It starts to harden. How much is your heart is hardened already?
Yeah. Amen.
How much? Because, I mean, hey, you might be like, oh, I don't do those things. I don't. It could just be one little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One little bit of your heart that's hardened. Amen. And that might be God trying to get a hold of you, saying, hey, you haven't gave up everything.
Amen.
Yeah. You haven't gotten everything right.
Yeah.
Just that little bit
right.
can ruin a whole person.
Yeah.
That little bit, here, I'll take it a step further. That little bit can ruin somebody else in the church.
Yep. Yeah. That's right.
Yes, sir.
That little bit can ruin these little kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just because you have a little bit in here and you get up here and sing, hey, those little kids are watching you, and then when you fall out, they're going to watch it. So you don't, like I said, and it goes back, you think on your own self. Well, it's just a little bit of sin. That's only going to hurt me. No. It's going to hurt a lot of other people. I could, me and my dad, we talk a lot. And me and him talk a lot about a lot of things. And I'm glad my dad can confide in me in things. But he starts telling me about these preachers because he needs somebody to talk to, too.
Yeah.
He starts telling me about all these other things going on, and it affects me because I watch those people.
Yep.
Now, it doesn't affect me where, because I know I'm older and I know better, but I'm like, Lord, why? It's because they let a little bit of sin come in through their eyes or their ears, got down their heart, and it just spread.
Amen.
So I ask you guys, get things right. Stop looking at those things. Stop listening to those things. That house, your house might be beautiful on the outside, but only God knows about the leaks in the inside. It takes a lot to get those things out. I love doing construction. I love doing remodeling. And when we get into a mess like that, it's months of repairs. The good thing about this is God can get it fixed in right now. So I asked you, don't let the things go on in your life. Don't let that mold grow in your heart. Because the more it grows, the worse it gets. I'm here to say it happened to me. I know this firsthand. It took me years to get back to where I am today. I just don't want to see that happen to you.
Amen.
You young kids, start learning the book now. Start studying the word now. Because the more you get in, the cleaner your heart will be and the harder for the mold to get in.
Amen. Amen.
I got two other verses on here. I can't remember them, but Proverbs 2:2. Can't remember why I put them in here, so it might be something totally different. So that thou increase thine ears unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Like I said, when the preacher's up here preaching, listen to what he's saying. Listen to those words of the songs that you sing. They'll help you get understanding in your heart so that you don't have to worry about not knowing what you believe in. Because it's all right in front of you. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. You just got to apply yourself to doing it. You got to apply yourself to reading. And then Proverbs 5:1. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thy ear to my understanding. Like I said, basically, tune your ears in, tune your hearts into that word, and get that mess cleaned up. Because the longer you let it go, the bigger it grows. And you don't want that in your life. I tell you, you don't want that in your life.
Amen.
Get it right tonight. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Dear and Father, Lord, thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, I just did what you wanted me to do. God, I pray that you use this, Lord, and you let them open their ears, Lord, to this. And Lord, help this church. Help them not to open their eyes and let that wickedness leak in and get to their heart. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, God. Be with our pastor. Keep him safe. Keep his eyes on you and his ears towards you, God. Thank you for everything you've done, you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.